What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
In only 2 days, you can move your career further, faster with a Harvard DCE Professional and Executive Development Program. Advance your leadership skills, craft smarter business strategies, build your network, and move your career in the right direction. You'll earn a certificate of completion, add Harvard to your CV, and become the leader you want to be. Our intensive programs are designed to fit into your busy schedule. Attend online or on the Harvard campus. Search Harvard Professional and Executive Development to learn more.
This episode of Congratulations is brought to you by the Cash App. It's the number one finance app on the App Store. What you might not know is that you can put Cash App in your wallet with the Cash Card. It's got boosts. It's got great safety features. No credit check needed to get one. We're going to talk about this Cash App and why it's the number one finance app in the App Store a little bit later on in the show. But you can download the Cash App for free on the App Store or Google Play Market now. Forgot it. Forgot to do the chings. Ka-chings. Oh, wow. We just did four in a row. Blah, 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 blah. So that's what we're doing here. We're backing up the motherfucking Brinks truck. You know how it goes. And a lot of people are taking that Brinks truck fucking metaphor and running with it. So we might switch on over to Dunbar. That's all I'm saying. You see those red and black trucks? You see those money trucks? Well, we're in a new deal. You know that fucking we don't like to do what the other people do, so we're trying to get Dunbar. It doesn't really have a ring to it, does it? But it doesn't matter. Who gives a fuck about rings? We're live on my app right now, which means if you're hearing this and you're not on my app, you've heard it after the people who have my app, so you can go download my app right now. So next time, you can hear and see this podcast before anyone else. It's a day before on the visual, and it's like hours before on the audio. So anyway, that's it. And it is October. Man, it's going to be November already. You know how people always say that shit? They're always just like, wow, man, it's November. It's going to be November already. Oh, I can't believe it's May. Oh, my God, is it already March? Wow, what the fuck? Yeah, months just happen as quick as they happen, and that's it. And maybe you're just not paying attention. That's all, and that's fine. But you don't have to be like, wow, can't believe it's fucking December already, because the year is always as long as the year is. Okay? Now, there's also Loomis armored trucks. Did you know that? So maybe we're backing up Loomis. Maybe we're backing up Loomis trucks. Maybe that's what we're doing. We don't know. We don't really subscribe to one company when they have to fucking dump out money on driveway. Do you know what I mean? But, you know, whoever's going to come in an armored truck, whoever's going to come in an armored truck, and I'm like that fucking Scrooge McDuck guy just diving in a fucking big pile of coins, by the way, would hurt himself so much if he did that. Remember that DuckTales shit? He would just dive in. He had a diving board, and he would dive into a bunch of gold coins and then, like, come up and just spit, nickels out and coins out. He would be dead. Also, he was fucking 80, you know? If an 80-year-old really dove into a bunch of coins in a vault like that, he would fucking, first of all, he wouldn't be able to do the backstroke like how Scrooge McDuck can do it. But he would die immediately. So that's just a little bit of your realness they did it in Family Guy. That's funny where he dives in the thing and he breaks his. Dude, every time I fucking say something, Family Guy already did this shit. It's because it's been on for 11 years. It sucks. So why even try comedy-wise? You know what? Fuck it. I quit. You remember that fucking part in that thing we do? That doing that thing you do? Wow, that was so funny. I want to quit like that guy quits in that thing you do. No matter what I'm doing, I want to quit like that. No matter what it is in my life, I wish I had a fucking regular job sometimes just so I can go in and be like, I quit. I quit. Dude, imagine if you walked into your job or you were like working at the bank and you're just like, you know what? And your boss was like, we really need this to happen. And you're just like, I quit. I quit. I quit. Oh, man, that guy would be my hero. I would follow that guy to the ends of the earth. Do you understand? And that's what I want to do. Follow me to the end of the earth while I'm stamping. I quit. I quit. Anyway, I got a question for you guys right now. Are you guys feeling spooky? Because you know what's coming up? Halloween. You know what the most annoying... Oh, God. There are so many annoying things about Halloween. I've been thinking about Halloween a lot lately, obviously because it's Halloween coming up and shit like that. Look, Halloween, let's just say past 10, stop. But also, I get it if you want to dress up, fine. Especially if you're a chick and you want to show your titties. And you're like, today's the day I get to be a slut without people shaming me and being a slut. I am a sexy doctor. Imagine if a doctor came in and fucking worked on you, by the way, and had their tits all falling out, you know? You'd be like, I'm going to die. And I'm only in here for a sprained ankle. Ugh. Take two of these and call me in the morning. Honk. Honking the titties. Simature. So anyway, but Halloween is like, it's like for chicks and kids, you know? If you're a dude, if you're a dude and you're like, you know what the, oh man, there's so much stuff about it that's annoying that it's just like, first of all, here's what's got to go. Whenever I step out of my house in the faint distance, I can hear this fucking thing. And I don't know why you bought, I don't know where you get it, CVS, Save-On, ShopRite, wherever the fuck. This fucking thing is always way in the background. But who thought this was spooky? Oh, bro, I can't even. I can't even. Fuck it. This shit is always somewhere on Halloween. And it just goes all night, dude. What is it? How are the people that bought that for however much, what is it, probably like $9.95? How are the people that bought that not losing their fucking minds? Just sitting watching The Bachelor or whatever in their living room waiting for fucking 5-year-olds to be trick-or-treating with their single parents. Just... Oh, ding dong. Oh, here's your Mounds bar. By the way, what are we doing? Who wants that? If you want to get a fucking fake paper mache graveyard and hang it all up, cool, man. But like, you know, the noises are the, you know, I just don't that's the most annoying thing. And it's not even scary or spooky. It's literally just, oh, and you can hear them no matter where you are. You walk out your house way in the distance, even if you live in the field with nothing around. And you're like, where the fuck is that? Imagine being that person's neighbor, dude. I'd get a louder one and just turn. I'd get so many and I'd put the fucking air horn next to it and it would just be like, oh. In their bedroom. I'd point it in their bedroom. Scary, huh? And then would they open up the window and be like, what the fuck? I'd be like, spooky, huh? By the way, there's a 5-year-old that needs a Mounds bar downstairs. Dude, that above all else, has got to go on Halloween, all right? That's got to go, okay? Here's the other thing, dude. As funny as your Halloween costume can be, no, don't do it. Do a vampire. This is my whole thing. Be a vampire, be a cowboy, be a fucking spooky ghost, be a mailman. Do you know what I mean? Don't be, I saw the, like, The guy had to put his head cut out on a fucking table and a lamp next to it, and he was a one-night stand, like a one-night stand. Like, that just is just like, this is how hard I'd groan at that if I was out at the party. Oh! In that guy's face. Oh, come on! That's what I would do. Then I saw, and they always think that, like, someone will take a picture and then post it and then be like, Halloween's over. Halloween's canceled. This guy, best costume ever. One guy was dressed up as like a chick, and he had a name tag. By the way, anytime you need to have a name tag for a costume, go home. Think of a new costume. Be a fucking UPS guy instead. All right. But so he had a name tag that says Eileen, and he had fucking a bunch of white stuff all over his face, and it was come on Eileen. Like, so bad and not funny and not creative. And also a gross. Guy looked like a fucking glazed donut. So bad. So that shit's got to go. The cute, funny outfits, not funny. You know, guys dressing up as girls thinking it's funny, not funny. Just get out there. I don't know. I never. But if you got a kid and shit, you know. Good. That's awesome. That's awesome. That's when Halloween is fun for you. You go, you take your kid out, you trick or treat, you know, and even the fucking, because that you're like, ooh, that's spooky, huh? Yeah. What is that noise, Dad? Well, it's spooky. You know what it either is? It's either a spooky haunted house or it's a guy, some fucking asshole who went to CVS and bought this goddamn thing for $9.95 and is annoying the shit out of the neighbors, including us. So either way, go get your fucking Mounds bar, Peter. Either way, go get your motherfucking 100 grand bar. Is that what it was? Go get your goddamn Kit Kats, you fucking piece of shit, and let's hurry up and hopefully we get over to October 31st soon. Come on. Go. By the way, it's 6 p.m. I love it how when you're a real young kid, you got to start trick-or-treating when it's like 4:30 p.m. because you got to go to bed at 7. But anyway, how about the kids that are like too old, you know? I can't wait. By the way, I've never lived in a neighborhood where people would knock on my door or ring my door for fucking treats and shit. But I can't wait till that happens. And again, I want to get the kids that are too old and just be like, hey, bro, what are you doing? You're too old for this. Go fucking change and let's just hang out. You know, you got candy? Yeah, bro, you're fucking 15. Hey, instead of that, go home. Let's go cruise for chicks. Hey, dude, instead of that, let's just hang out and watch the UFC fight. My wife and shit giving them candy. No. That shit's for younger kids. This fucking guy right here, we're going to chill. This guy thinks that he's fucking cool with Halloween? Nah, I'm going to show him how we do Halloween. You get in here, we're giving fucking Mounds bars out to other younger kids because you're fucking too old, dude. You shaved once already. I can't wait to do that. And I can't wait to fucking be like when a guy thinks his costume's good to be like, not good costume, dude. You get half this candy bar here. Here's half the candy bar. You ain't shit. Go. Your parents should have raised you better. You get your fucking come on, Eileen. Get out of here, dude. Yeah, but Halloween is cool in like the warmer states. So because you don't have to wear that fucking jacket over your Superman outfit, you know. I mean, that's such a hacky comedian joke, but it's true. You had to wear your fucking, I always had to wear a coat. I remember I was the Punisher one year, and my mom was like, but you got to wear a jacket. I'm like, Mom, the Punisher doesn't wear. I was like, okay, Mom, do you have a long brown trench coat with a fucking dope collar on it with bullet holes in it? She was like, no. And I was like, well, then I'm not wearing my fucking New York Jets starter jacket over my, hey, you know what the Punisher never wore? A fucking New York Mets starter jacket with a hood. A New York Rangers shiny starter jacket. I had all those. I had the New York Jets, I had the New York Mets, and then I had the shiny Rangers. These were all different times in my, I wasn't like, but like, you know. Oh, my, you want me to wear a fucking poncho? Nah. I should have dressed up as the fucking guy from that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie then in the beginning where he fucking throws the axe at him. What's that fucking, the one where he's in the movie? Last Action Hero, yeah. Ivan Getridov coming in for the save. Yeah, dude. By the way, love Last Action Hero. That movie was the shit. The kid in it was a bad actor. Whatever happened to that kid? What is he? Oh, dude. What's he got, like a print shop somewhere? What's his name? Austin? Of course. His name is Austin. Austin O'Brien? See that kid? Wow. Hey, dude, that kid couldn't look more. He's like, he's in a boy band. How old is he now? So he's 37? Dude, he's my age? Oh, that kid nailed it. That kid, you know what? He was fucking, that whole movie was silly and goofy, but that kid, everybody was kind of bad in that movie, but Arnold Schwarzenegger was the shit, but he stopped acting. Oh, no. Is he still acting? Oh, he's still doing it. He's in Bones? Go down more. 2015 was his last shit. All Our Yesterdays, Unnamed, Nowhere Road. I mean, these are all fucking, these are the worst titles of anything I've ever heard in my life. This guy was in All Our Yesterdays. This, by the way, I swear to God, all of these titles that he's in since 2009, all of these movies, I have no idea what these movies are about, but I am guaranteeing you all of these movies, somebody dies of cancer in them. Guarantee, with all these titles. I've never seen more dying of cancer-ass movies than these fucking titles right here. All Our Yesterdays, of course, some guy dies of leukemia. Nowhere Road, of course. They have got a home with a bunch of acres, and he fucking definitely dies of cancer. Defining Moments, absolutely an old guy dies of cancer in that right there. And then he's like learning shit. The kid's learning shit through that. Rain from Stars. By the way, anytime you've got the word stars in your title, at least one, probably multiple people dying of cancer in that movie. And then in 2009, this is where it started. This is The Place. And The Place is a place where people die from cancer. And I'll tell you what, that was when he's like, oh, I really like doing that movie about cancer. He told his agents, like, you got any cancer movies? And he was like, well, as a matter of fact, we have Rain from Stars, we've got Defining Moments, and we've got Nowhere Road, and he's got All Our Yesterdays. And he says, line me up for the next 6 years. I guess I'm losing weight for my next role. But it also wasn't him always dying of cancer. It was like his mom's. Dude, that's crazy. They always come out with a movie. By the way, I did one. But they always come out with that movie where the guy's dying of cancer or the girl's dying of cancer in fucking... Every 8 months, there's a movie, and it's just like, live your life like you've never lived it before. Life is just a bunch of moments all strung together, making this summer. No, it's never in the summer. This November, because you're depressed. Life as we know it. I mean, that's got to be a movie where a guy's dying of cancer, Life as We Know It. And Michael Caine's in it. I'll do it. By the way, you guys never fucking responded to this. I sent it to the group chat. Remember when I talked about in episode 32, I think it was, Maurice Micklewhite? About how he's like always like, it doesn't matter, I'll do it. How about this soundbite from Michael Caine that somebody sent to me recently? I did a whole episode about how Michael Caine was just like, I'll do it. It doesn't matter. I'll do it. And they're like, hey, we've got a movie about it. And he's like, I'll do it. I'll do it. And then somebody sends me this shit.
And they said, will you do it? I didn't even read the script. I said, yeah, I'll do it.
Oh, your boy's a clairvoyant. Your boy's a fucking clairvoyant.
And they said, will you do it? I didn't even read the script. I said, yeah, I'll do it.
Admitting it. And they sent me the script, and I didn't say, I don't even need to read it. I said, yeah, I'll do it. Literally said, I'll do it. Your boy's a fucking clairvoyant, dude. Who am I, Kreskin? Who am I, that fucking lady with the phone, with the, what was that? What is her name? Cleo. With the too many earrings? Who am I, the lady with the too many earrings? This is called Cleo? Dude, that's crazy.
And they said, will you do it? I didn't even read the script. I said, yeah, I'll do it.
Oh. Yes. Yes. Replying to my travel agent because I'm disrespectful. Look at that. You don't believe me? Oh, you don't fucking believe me that I'm replying to my travel agent, dude? Okay. Well, check this out. Live on air.
I ain't got no motherfucker.
That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Anyway, what is the evolution of cool? You just showed me something? One far is going back to Michael Caine website. Dude, he's got to think, what's the evolution of cool? Did we talk about that? Oh, evolution of cool. Skak. I'll do it. Would you like to write a book? I'll do it. Okay. Would you like to open up a charity? I'll do it. Does it take time? I'll do it. Just loves. Would you like to? I've got one question for you. Does it take time? Yes. I'll do it. Okay. I won't do anything that doesn't take time. But everything takes time. You got. Exactly. That's what he says. Does it take time? Yes. Then I'll do it. You don't have to ask me if I'll do it if it takes time. But everything takes time. Exactly. I'll do it. I didn't even read the script. I was like, yeah, I'll do it. Wow, dude. That's amazing. That blew my mind. When I saw that, a fan tweeted it to me and I went like this. By myself. Anyway, dude. Yeah, so those are the things about Halloween. What else, man? You know, there's going to be so many people. The things that happen at Halloween, it was like, you know, everyone's going to go as the fucking things where it was like, you're such a fucking hoe. I love it. Everyone's going to go as those guys. Lil Pump and Kanye West. Everyone's going to go as Tekashi 6ix9ine. You know, it's just like, you know, you're going to get dressed up as Tekashi 6ix9ine and then go out and see everybody fucking dressed like Tekashi 6ix9ine. You're going to look like a bunch of ass. So it's going to be like the scene in The Matrix with all the bad guys, except everyone's Tekashi 6ix9ine. I'm going to go as Neo. That, you know what, dude? That's what I'm going. If I ever get dressed up from now on, oh, everyone's going as Post Malone, by the way. That's the thing I'm going to do. When I go, next Halloween, because it's too late now, I'm not into it, it's Wednesday. But I'm going to dress up as Neo. That's what I'm going to do. And then I'm going to go in, and whoever's dressed up as the most people, I'm going to beat the shit out of all them, and I'm going to pretend like it's The Matrix. Everybody's dressed like Post Malone, everyone's getting fought. Everyone's dressed as Tekashi 6ix9ine, everyone's getting fought. And then I want somebody to film it, and then I want to cut it together and make it look like that fucking part in Matrix 2 when Neo's beating the shit out of all those guys who talk like this, Mr. Anderson. What was the movie where the guy's name was Anderton? Was that fucking... That was the Tom Cruise movie with the cogs, right? Where he predicts the crimes in the future? Minority Report. Dude, when they... That's the kind of shit that drives me... Dude, this is so funny. Like, Minority Report... I think it's Minority Report, right? Is that the character's name? Anderton? He plays the guy whose last name Anderton, right? Dude, just call him Anderson, okay? Don't make it different. That's not a last name, dude. It's Anderson. And somebody was like, you know what? I'm going to change it to Anderton. Give it a little spice. Oh, it's not spice. First of all, you got Tom Cruise as the lead. We love him, but spice ain't what you're going for. Just call him fucking, you know, Jim Jones. That's the thing about fucking what's his name that used to be good. John Wayne. Every fucking character he played, wasn't it named John? Bro, that's the shit, man. We got to get back to that. The Rock. Every character he plays should be the something. This summer, The Rock is the train coming soon, chicka choo choo. This summer, The Rock is the tornado. This summer, The Rock is the bulldozer. And then he just does too many, and he's just like, this summer, The Rock is the lamp. And we're like, what? What's this? These are the characters that John Wayne played. Look at this shit. This is the best. Okay, stay right there. John Blair, John Ashley, John Claiborne, John Tipton, John Delmont, John Middleton. Like, why even change the last name? John Dawson, John Wyatt, posing as John Rogers. John Mason, John Scott, posing as John Jones, you know? John Martin, John Higgins, and then Chris Morrell. They were like, you know, let's try something different. Then they realized, you know what? Too much. Went back to John Tobin. Then they're like, well, but that didn't do well either, because his career was probably dying. And they were like, how about Rod Drew? And then that didn't work again. John Travers. And then Randy Bowers, John Weston, John Carruthers, Tom Hayden posing as Gat Gander. What the fuck is this shit? What is this, like, when someone writes a book and they don't go under their regular pen name? Is that what it is? That's actually the shit. I want to get so famous that I'm like, hey, oh, that's actually, you know what? That's a new goal of mine. I want to get so famous. Why aren't these fucking stars doing some cool shit like that? Tom Cruise, bro, you got so famous. Brad Pitt, that's what I would do. Mark Wahlberg, bro, change it up. Okay, listen, yeah, I want to do the movie, but I want you to bill me as fucking John Travers. That's who I am playing whoever I'm playing. They'd be like, John Travers in Fast and the Most Furiouses. And they're like, what the fuck? That's Mark Wahlberg. And he's like, no, it's not. Oh, that would be the shit. Jim Bugger, you know? That's what I want to be. I want to be Jim Bugger as Chris. Nah. People are like, new Chris D'Elia movie. I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, well, yeah, you got the new movie. I was like, no, it's Jim Buggers. I'm Jim Buggers in that movie. I'm Jim Buggers playing Tim Fuckhead. I'm Jim Buggers playing Tim Fuckhead in that movie. It's Chris D'Elia. No, do not say that, dude. And if I do interviews, I'm either doing them as Chris D'Elia talking about Jim Buggers, or I'm Jim Buggers. And you talk to me, you say Jim. But we talk about it and we set it up beforehand. That's how we do it. Why don't these motherfuckers have fun, dude? I don't get it. We got to have more fun. These stars got to have more fun. Dude, you have everything. Go into a Rite Aid and take a shit. What's going on? You have everything. Go into a Rite Aid and take a shit. All right. Honey, nobody wants to feel like they're overpaying while shopping online. Of course you don't, because you're a person, you got a brain. But did you know that there's an easy way to always get the lowest price? It's true. It's called Honey, and everyone deserves to know about it. Honey is a free shipping tool that automatically saves you money by searching the internet for the best promo codes whenever you shop online. That means you get the best deals without even trying on sites like Amazon, eBay, Walmart, Macy's, Domino's, and more. Honey does it all for you. It always applies the biggest discount right at checkout. It has over 10 million members and over 100,000 five-star reviews. Honey members have already saved more than $800 million, dude. Talk about backing it up. That's not bad for something that's completely free and takes just two clicks to install. Did I buy a knife on Amazon for $29 instead of $43? Yeah, I did. And thank you, Honey. Okay? There's no reason not to add Honey to your browser today. It's free to use and installs in just two clicks. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/congrats. That's two words, joinhoney.com/congrats. Honey, the easiest way to save money while shopping online. Stitch Fix. I just signed up on Stitch Fix, and I'm excited to receive my first box. Signing up was so easy, and I look forward to seeing what they send me. Stitch Fix is an online personal styling service that finds and delivers clothes, shoes, and accessories to fit your body, budget, and lifestyle. Just go to stitchfix.com/congrats and tell them your sizes, what styles you like, and how much you want to spend on each item. It's easy. I did it. You'll be paired with your very own personal stylist who will handpick 5 items to send right to your door. Then you try them on, pay only for what you love, and return the rest. Shipping, exchanges, and returns are always free. There's no subscription required because I ain't about that life. You can sign up to receive scheduled shipments or get your fix whenever you want. Stitch Fix's styling fee is only $20, which is applied toward everything you keep from your shipment. You get it? Get started now at stitchfix.com/congrats, and you'll get an extra 25% off when you keep all 5 items in your box. That's an extra 25% off when you keep all 5 items in your box. That's stitchfix.com/congrats to get started today. Stitchfix.com/congrats. MeUndies, you know them, you love them. I wore my spooky pair the other day. They've got pumpkins and jack-o'-lanterns on them. You've heard me obsess over my MeUndies and all the amazing colors and prints they offer. But guys, did you know that MeUndies also makes the world's most comfortable lounge pants and tees? With fall finally here, now is the perfect time to put these cozy essentials to the test. I got the lounge pants, and I love them, and I wear them. You know what? When I come home from a set, which is my workday, I take off my jeans because those are the things I wear out in public, and I take on these lounge pants, and I put them on, and guess what I do? I feel so comfy, and I watch TV, and I'm an adult, and it feels good. The lounge pants are made from the same micromodal fabric as their undies. Let me tell you, you'll be in fall heaven when you cover your entire bottom half with fabric that is three times softer than cotton. MeUndies also love celebrating the – this is why I got the Halloween prints. Check out their latest jack-o'-lanterns print in undies, socks, and bralettes. Best part, when you join the membership, you get all this stuff, lounge pants, tees, and undies, everything MeUndies makes for less than anyone else. Special member pricing. That's one of the perks of the memberships, babies. So no-brainer. Do it. 50% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you ever put on. For my listeners, to get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/congrats. That's MeUndies.com/congrats. That's what I got here. I got my MeUndies on right now. I got my beige kind because I didn't want to clash with my cool G-Star Raw shirt going on. Made by Jaden Smith, by the way. Jaden Smith hooked up with G-Star Raw. This is just not a commercial, but I got the Raw shirts like that. Texted Jaden, hey, buddy, your new shirts rock. And he said, thanks, my man. I already bought one. And I wrote that. And he said, thanks, my man. Then I bought two more. Then I realized afterwards, after I bought them, wonder why he didn't fucking send them to me after I texted him that I liked them. But it's all good. I'm not that famous. Maybe that's what it is. And he's Jaden fucking Smith. That's why, too. How about that family, huh? That family is amazing, dude. That family really is amazing. It's fucking crazy when you see, like, how well-adjusted those people are and how famous they are. Will Smith and Jada and Willow and Jaden. It's just crazy. And the mom, Jada Pinkett's mom, well, I mean, how old must she be? And she's slamming. I mean, she's got to be what? I mean, just Jada is what, 48? How old is her mom? How old's Jada? I mean, how old is Jada? They're all slamming. The whole family's slamming. Will Smith is slamming. Jada is 47. Good guess, Chris. Thank you. You're welcome. And her mom is... got to be 20 years older than that? 57, 67? I mean, how are you 67 and slamming? Jordan with the slam. Did I ever tell you about that? No? Dude, when I was a kid, I could never spend the night at my friend's house. Did I talk about this? I was so scared. Yeah, I would talk about how I was scared. And I would never do sleepovers. And one time, there's two stories here, actually, I can tell. One time, did I tell you about the Freddy Krueger story when I went over to Chris Siegel's house? Okay, look, I'm going to tell two stories. I think I already told one on the podcast, but I don't know. One time, well, this story, well, the first one isn't really a story, but I was too scared to... I grew up in Montclair, New Jersey, and there was like the bad part and the good part. I lived in the good part, but there was like, I had friends in the bad part, and I wouldn't sleep over at my friend's house even in the good part. I wouldn't even sleep over to my friend, Matt Trevenin, next door. And he was next door. He lived next door to me, and I would get scared. And I would fucking run home at night from yard to yard. And I'd be like, ding dong. And my mom would open the door. I'd be like, Mom, I couldn't do it. What are you scared of? Everything, birds. Justin McKinnon had a sleepover party, and I was like, I'll go for the party part, but I'm not going for the sleepover because I can't do it because he lived in the bad part of town, I guess. Which probably wasn't even the bad part of town, but in my head it was. I'm a fucking lunatic kid. And we watched Psycho is what it was. That's the movie with the movie by Norman Bates and fucking God, the director. Hitchcock. Jesus, Alfred Hitchcock is escaping me. My dad would fucking be mad at me for not knowing that. But anyway, not remembering that. I just didn't recall it, okay? So anyway, yeah, we would go over and we would watch Psycho, and my dad's like, well, I don't want you to watch Psycho. I was young. He was like, that's a fucking crazy, scary movie. So I didn't watch it. But, oh, no, wait, I'm mixing up two stories. Justin McKinnon would come over and play video games. And every time we play fucking video games, every time Michael Jordan would make a slam dunk, he'd be like, Jordan with the slam. He would do that. And he would just keep going, Jordan with the slam. Like high-pitched. Dude, video games, I wish I liked video games. That Red Dead Redemption shit came out, and my friend's saying how fucking amazing it is, and I just don't give a fuck. By the way, everybody's tweeting me pictures. Hey, man, you're in Red Dead Redemption. Everybody in Red Dead Redemption looks like me. Every time someone tweets me a different screenshot, it's a fucking another guy. I guess I look like a fucking Wild Wild West degenerate. It's always a guy, too, that's cowering. Hey, thanks for that. It's always a guy that's cowering to the fucking... They're like, sorry, I don't know. And he's got like a gun to his fuck six shooter to his head. Anyway, so I want to play video games, but one time I was with my buddy. This is how the beginning of the devolvement of me, by the way. My buddy was, and I genuinely remember, I must have been 15, 16. My friend Brandon was playing video games, was playing a basketball game. And I was like, hey, man, pay attention to me. I need to tell you something. And he wasn't really paying attention to me. And I was trying to tell him something, and he wouldn't tell me something, and he wouldn't listen. And I was like, pause the game. And he was like, hold on, man, I'm playing a basketball game. I was like, pause the game. And I was like, you better do it. And I remember I took my dick out, and I was like, I'm going to pee on you if you don't pause the game so I can tell you what I'm going to tell you, because I need you to pay attention to me. And he says, nah, man, come on. And I said, listen to me. I'm going to pee on you, so now you know if you don't pause the game, you're going to get peed on. Therefore, if you get peed on, it's your fault. And he was like, come on, man. And he didn't pause it, and I peed on his pants. Yep. Have you peed someone else's pants, bro? I peed on his pants. I peed on his pants. And he goes, what the fuck? And then he paused it. And I said, well, there you go. Now you pause it. You should have paused it fucking 4 seconds earlier. You wouldn't have piss pants. And I remember thinking, it's his fault, because I told him what was going to happen. What a piece of shit I was, you know? What a piece of shit. Convinced myself it was his fault that he got pissed on from my dick. But he paused it. That's how you get shit done. That's some Trump shit. I guarantee that's some Trump shit. That's what Trump does. Well, it's your fault. I told you it was going to happen. Therefore, pissed on you. So video games, I just don't, I don't care, dude. I even want to play Donkey, I don't, even like the old ones, like the Mario Brother games, shit like that. I like kind of watching people play video games, kind of. I don't want to play. But like the second you got to talk to another character in a video game, it's like, I don't give a fuck. It's like, all right, we got to go talk to him, see what he has to say. Nah, I want to shoot him in the head. I want to, you know? The second games got to like, when there was the games that started to be like, but don't make a noise or you'll alert the guy. Like, get the fuck out of here. I want to jump on someone's head and then fucking transport to another world. Hey, don't make a noise. You might not want to use your gun for this one, because then you'll alert all the other guards. Slide down the pole and tiptoe over and then choke them out. Hey, dude, this is a video game. I don't want it to be like how it would actually have to be for me if someone kidnapped my daughter and girl. You know? No, but this is really what it's like for the fucking ball players. You got to fucking take a few cuts on the on-deck circle to warm up. It helps. No. No. Trade your players. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. That's basically going to that fucking restaurant where they have you cook it on the skillet. No, 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 no. No. You made the fucking restaurant. I go. You cook. That's it. Don't even cook in front of me. Don't do the fucking, hey, ho, flipping the shit. Whoa, hey, flipping it on my plate. What's that fucking place? Benihana, fuck you. Fuck you, Benny. Fuck you, Hanna. Cook behind a wall. I don't want to see the shit. Fuck you, Benny. Fuck you, Hanna. And also, I don't need to trade players in my video games, dude. The team sucks. The team sucks. Actually, no. Every team's the goddamn same. They're just a different color. How about that? You the Jets? Green. You the Broncos? Orange. No. You going to trade John Elway? Go fuck yourself. No, you're not trading shit. That's when I stopped listening about football, by the way. I have no idea who's on the Broncos. That's it. You're not trading shit. Oh, well, the stats aren't fuck stats, dude. I want a game. Or even if you try to have the crowd, you know, I want it to sound like, bad. And I don't want the guy to say, first down. I want the guy to say, first down. That's what I want. First down. First down. That's what I want, dude. Home run. Home run. And when they run, it's like block tick, block tick, block tick, block tick. Why did they even add those sounds in the 80s? Why the fuck would they even add the step sounds if they weren't real step? Block tick, block tick, block tick, block tick. A lot of you guys don't know because you didn't play video games. Some of you guys are my age. Some of you guys are older. You listen to my fucking podcast. We got older babies and we got younger babies. But some of you younger babies don't even know that they would fucking add steps and it would be like block tick, block tick, block tick, block tick. Hey, programmers, it doesn't sound like steps at all. Just put nothing. I understand if you want to put home run because, you know, it kind of sounds like home run. Touchdown. And then that was anytime you won anything. Some Japanese guy would just like put the chords in. Dude, the fucking games were so funny, dude. That Streets of Rage, nothing. Did I ever talk about this, Streets of Rage? There was no. Dude, there was. I tell you what, dude. I put on the Streets of Rage fucking theme song for the Sega Genesis shit. I put on that fucking song the other day and drove around with it. That shit is gangster, dude. That shit is gangster. Got my girl in the car playing the fucking Streets of Rage theme song, making her listening to it, just fucking rolling around like we're about to find a fucking chain and a fucking pipe to beat the shit out of a guy with a mohawk and a raincoat on, dude. Because that's what the thugs look like in video game land. And these streets are purple brick, bro. And why are we on a bridge now for level 6, you know? Why are we on a fucking bridge? There was always that video game where it was a bridge, where there was the bridge level, and you had to hop over the broken bridge. Like there were fucking cities that dilapidated that fixing a bridge wouldn't happen immediately. Touchdown. God damn, this fucking sound thing went off. Touchdown. Block tick, block tick, block tick. That's when video games. Let me play you this fucking Streets of Rage. Let me tell you something, dude. Let me play you this Streets of Rage fucking theme song. And you tell me it's not better than anything ever that fucking any that's come out in the last fucking 9 years musically in hip hop or anything, actually. You're going to go to YouTube.com and I got YouTube Red because I'm a fucking, because I back up the Brinks truck and I got YouTube Premium now. Because that's how we fuck around here at Congratulations Studio. And I'll tell you what, it's only taken 92 episodes to get YouTube Red. Now, the internet is moving slow as shit. Now, does that make me mad? Yes. Now, is it One Fire's fault? Yes. Because I always tell him to fix the internet and it doesn't work and it's fine. Okay? I gotta do ads again here, but I gotta fucking play this fucking Streets of Rage theme song. I'm just gonna play on my phone. Also, every time I move my computer, it goes, so that's cool. So it's gonna sound pretty shitty. But let me play this fucking Streets of Rage song on my thing. Streets. Of course, now it works. Streets of Rage. Let me tell you, play this fucking video game. Here we go. Streets of Rage. Here we go. Let me get the theme song here. Oh, wow, the Streets of Rage. I love when a video game's successful. They have so many sequels you have no idea about because you're older now. Theme. This song is so dope. I wouldn't even disrespect this beat by fucking to it. You know what I would do to this? Sit alone in my chair and just chill. And just think about plot. I would plot and fucking eat a banana. Oh, when that shit kicks in. Yep. Touchdown. Home run. And then this part right here. The best part was the... Yep. Some Japanese guy. Just... putting on a fucking Casio, the first one. And then when it goes, well, there's another high part, I think, here. Something like that. Here it comes. This is where you... Yep. Fuck yeah, dude. On the night, on the town, dude. Looking over the stars. Fuck yeah, dude. Just jerking off. Just looking over at the city, Los Angeles, just jerking off. Pants down around the ankles. Plotting. Shirt on. Shirt's too long. You have to lift it up a little bit to jerk off. Just fucking... And that's where you bust a nut on a plant. And then you look at some ants and you're like, gotta go home. Dude, that's the shit. That fucking... Are you kidding me, bro? They should rap to that. So mysterious. It was a world where punks and ne'er-do-wells took over. There was a dilapidated bridge for more than one night, even though that would never happen in the world. Because any big city would take care of gaping holes and bridges. Mr. X, of course, is his name, has taken over the world. And is only up to you and one other black guy and a girl that nobody will play with. To defeat Mr. X. And there will be a level where you have to get into an elevator. And you don't move side-scroll anymore. Guys just enter the elevator and beat the shit out of you. And the elevator keeps going up for way too many floors. Even though no building in this city would be 100 floors. A Japanese guy made this song, obviously. There's been nothing more Japanese... then naming a character Alex.
Oh, shit.
And it's racist because we named the black guy something like Wrench.
Oh, shit.
They don't even know they're racist in Japan. They're like, oh, you know? People are racist against us too. Fuck you. Call the black guy Wrench. Oh, fuck. Holy shit, man. Oh, fucking Streets of Rage is the shit. Dude, put... Ah, fuck, man. What were the character names anyway? Loot Crate. What is Loot Crate? Well, Loot Crate is a monthly subscription box delivered direct to your door with exclusive pop culture collectibles, apparel, and gear. Loot Crate curates, designs, everything themselves. You can't find these items anywhere else. So no matter what you geek out about, this is for you. I enjoy Loot Crate. Look, here's the deal. Everyone's a geek in some way. You're a geek about something, and I'm a geek about some things, and Loot Crate satisfies my inner geek. Over 30 million crates sold. The original and most popular Loot Crate is curated is a curated collection of items from the best pop culture franchises. The November theme is laboratory, if you're British, with cutting edge and sinister experiment themed loot. You have to check this out. Our original and most popular Loot Crate is a curated collection of items from only the best pop culture franchises every month. We're talking the real deal with the likes of DC, Marvel, Blizzard, Harry Potter, Nickelodeon, WWE, Fallout, and many more. You also get a t-shirt in every crate. Loot Crate packs $45 value in less than $20 a month. So you can't lose. There's 16 other awesome crates from gaming to anime. So that's, you know, those are huge and those are big ones. And I like, you know, I've been trying to get into gaming in it. And I also do love anime, believe it or not, which I've never talked about on this show. Subscribe now and give yourself a birthday present every month. This crate will sell out. You must order this week to guarantee yours, as this will sell out. Get the best surprises each month from the largest geek and gaming subscription company. Geek out in style with Loot Crate. Subscribers are also automatically entered to win each month's Mega Crate, a special prize that looters can win just by being a looter. Head on over to lootcrate.com to see this month's Mega Crate prize for yourself. Subscribe now by going to lootcrate.com/congrats and enter my code congrats to save an exclusive 30% off your subscription. Subscribe now by going to lootcrate.com/congrats and enter my code congrats to save an exclusive 30% off your subscription. Square Cash. You already know the Cash App is the number one finance app in the App Store. What you might not know is that you can also put Cash App in your wallet with Cash Card. It's the only debit card that offers instant rewards and comes packed with premium features not even a credit card can offer, like Boosts. Save up to 10% instantly at Whole Foods, Wendy's, or Chipotle, and more of your favorite spots, or even $1 off coffee every time you swipe your Cash Card at coffee shops across the country. The Cash Card puts you in control of your money with extra in-app safety features that let you pause your card with a touch. Unlike a credit card, there are no fees ever, and a credit check isn't required to get one. Download Cash App now and get your Cash Card for free. Visit the App Store or Google Play Market now. And of course, when you download the Cash App and enter the referral code congrats, you receive $5, and the Cash App will send $5 to Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. A true win-win. I have it. I got the Cash App and I use it all the time. And if you don't, then what are you doing, dude? Get with the program. God, that Streets of Rage thing, man. It brings you back. Because that's the thing. You used to listen to music a lot, but you used to, if you played video games, you played. Why is this happening, OneFire? It's annoying. You played video games for a long time, and that was a big part of your childhood. And so that's really nostalgic. I'm going to play more of this Streets of Rage here. Or what other video games were like the shit? The video games, what you guys tell me on Twitter, but what other video games theme songs were like your fucking nostalgic? Like, go listen to some of those. After this episode, go listen to some of those that are really nostalgic and make you feel, you know, back like you were in your parents' living room. Or whatever that made you. Let me try and play another one here. Well, Streets of Rage. Streets of Rage 2. Okay, Streets of Rage 2. The exact same song. Same Japanese guy did it. I played Streets of Rage 2 also. And then there was 3 or 4. Oh, remember when the bad guys died? I mean, how many people? I don't know. It was a successful game. I don't know how many of you guys played it. But when the main bad guy died, the guy would go. Oh, and when they threw the guy, he would go. Oh, wow. I remember that now. By the way, you know some shit's going down right there. This is when you know some shit's going down. You think everything, you're like, okay, well, what's going on? Some weird shit's going on. But then when this shit happens, you know some shit's going down. Oh, bro. That's when I'm looking out over the city and I take my dick out. And then the same song kicks in. Streets of Rage 2, exact same song, except they had the different beginning. And there we go. Get a fucking boner all over again, looking out over the city. Start jerking off. Imagine jerking off to this song. Anywhere, not just looking over the city. In the car, rolling down fucking Sunset Boulevard, just jerking off. In a convertible. Looking over at other people. Dudes and chicks alike, they have no idea you're jerking off because the door's in the way. and then fucking going into Pink Dot, dick all out, hard as fuck. Do you guys have almonds? They're like, yeah, we've got a bunch of raw almonds over there, even though they taste horrible. Because who the fuck would ever buy raw almonds? Nice. And you take your fucking hard dick over there and you look through the almonds and you're just kind of jerking off. And you're like, I'm going to get these fucking Chipotle almonds. And then you go and you buy the Chipotle almonds with your fucking dick out on the counter. And then you go into your convertible and you jerk off and you're eating fucking Chipotle almonds. Just jerking off. Yep. So disrespectful to Streets of Rage 2. They're hard work, and I'm talking about jerking off with the fucking music over it. There's that fucking thing again. Oh, oh. They add a little funky. That little funky. That little funky fucking thing. That was like the black guy came in, and he was like, hey, man, let me put this shit on. You gotta funk it out a little bit. And the Japanese guy's like, what's your name, Wrench? This was the boss theme music.
Oh.
Yep. I mean, so basic. Home run. Touchdown. This song. Every song in the 90s was this song. I mean, it's the same thing as Mortal Kombat. Wow, this is awesome, dude. Thanks for listening with me, you guys. Mortal Kombat theme song, 76 million views. YouTube. Same song, only a little bit doper. A little bit more victorious.
Test your might.
Wow. That whole, dude, the fucking, so funny, dude. Just canceled a call on Brian Callen. Yeah, dude. I love that the guy who actually said, test your might, was probably just like some fucking fat, overweight white guy that's balding. Test your might. And then the guy who screamed Mortal Kombat in the studio, which is hilarious, to think about some guy just like, all right, you go to Mortal Kombat, and he's just like in his studio. I mean, just some fucking regular-ass pasty white guy. It's just like, all right, here we go. I got a few of them. Mortal Kombat! In the fucking studio. The guy's like, nah, it's a little bitchy. You got to sound more victorious. He was like, all right, here we go. Mortal Kombat! Dude, you know? There's a guy who did that. You don't think about this shit. I do, bro. Some fucking guy who wasn't ripped at all, not a Mortal Kombat fighter at all, just some guy who is a fucking voice actor, just comes in and gets paid $600 an hour for real to just go, Mortal Kombat! In a fucking studio with egg crates in it. That's why it's fucking cheaper and better to get the guy to just go, Mortal Kombat, touchdown. Did he say fucking brutchdown. That's how it always goes when you're a kid. Sounds like he says fucking brutchdown.
Pre-points.
Did he say pre-points? Did he say brunchdown?
Brunchdown.
Bro, I have so many texts. It's ridiculous right now. You guys ain't shit. Look at your phone. How many texts you got? I got 12. I got 12 in fucking 1 hour gone by, bro. That's how fucking popular I am. Do you understand? I got fucking 12 texts. I got 12 texts, bro. Text your might. Text your might. I didn't even mean to say that. Text your might. Let's see, what else was there? Street Fighter 2. Wow, I don't even remember the Street Fighter 2 theme song. Let's see that one. SF2 theme. I don't remember that one. Here we go. Oh, man. I mean, so many different ones. Guile's theme, is it good? It's funny. Very American, according to the Japanese, at least. See, this one doesn't hold the nostalgia for me. Dude, Guile's hair, you know? Fucking, I'm going to kick that son of a bitch and Bison's ass so hard that the next Bison wannabe is going to feel it. That was fucking, how did fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme play Guile the American? Nothing is more 90s. I'm going to kick that son of a bitch Bison's ass so hard that the next Bison wannabe is going to feel it. Now, who's coming with me and who's going home? And then one time he goes like this, he's talking to M. Bison and he goes like this. The most Jean-Claude Van Damme thing of all time. He literally goes like this. Dude, you got to see the video podcast because this is really what he does. He goes, I'm going to kick that son of a bitch Bison says so hard that the next Bison is going to feel it. Put that back to back on the fucking, somebody do a video of it. I'm going to kick that son of a bitch Bison says so hard that the next Bison wannabe is going to feel it. Not tough to do that, you know? To fucking swing your arm around and stop it with the other one. Schizophrenic. I did say on Twitter, I don't ever have guests, but I want to do a guest for the 100th episode, and I want it to be Jean-Claude Van Damme. And otherwise, I'm just going to fucking ride this solo on my dolo shit out. Wow, that is kind of tough, man. My arm is red from stopping it. I'm going to kick that son of a bitch Bison's ass so hard. Did the next Bison, M. Bison wannabe is going to feel it. Dude, hey, so ord, you know? So ord. No, you've lost your balls. Colonel Guile. Why did he play Guile? He should have just played fucking... what was the other guy? Zangief, the Russian. And then just made a fucking movie based on that. God, that movie was fucking ridiculous. I remember when I watched that movie, it was the only movie up until that point in my life that I saw twice in one day. Like an idiot. Because I thought it was so funny, though. I love Jean-Claude Van Damme. Imagine the line, writing the line, I'm going to kick that son of a bitch M. Bison's ass so hard that the next... Bison wannabe is going to feel it. Yeah. Anyway, if you're going to dress up as anybody for Halloween, dress up as fucking Guile from Street Fighter 2. The last time I dressed up for Halloween, I dressed up as what's his name? Keanu Reeves in Constantine. I had like drawn the tattoos on my arms and or some shit, and then put the the shirt on. It was like just a shirt with a tie. And then the time before that, I was Ethan Hawke from Training Day, which was so stupid, but it was funny because we had four other guys do the same thing, and everyone was like, "You didn't dress up? Oh wait, hold on, wait, who the fuck are all you guys?" And we were like, "We're all Ethan Hawke from Training Day." We just went and got the fucking hoodie and the jacket and a goatee and shaved the goatee, and some of us drew the goatee. Anyway, I'm going as John Wick casual this Wednesday. All right. Well, I guess we're done, right? I mean, we don't need to do any. We don't need to drive this fucking home. But you know what, dude? First of all, download my app so you get to see it first, the podcast first. And then also download the Cash App for free on the App Store or Google Play Market. Enter rewards code congrats. Give $5. Get $5 and give $5 to Time's Up. And thank you guys. Man, I had a blast this time. This was a fun one for me. Nostalgia and all that shit. I just announced new dates on my website. I just announced new dates on my website in 2019. There's a lot of them. So go look and see if your city's there. There are still some that I'm holding, like Minneapolis, that are not on there, but they will be eventually. They will be eventually, but I got like Salt Lake City, Boulder, Colorado, St. Louis, Kalamazoo, Michigan, Windsor, Seattle again, Albany, Valley Center, California, Anaheim, Hanover, Maryland, Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati, Lexington, Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Phoenix. Phoenix is the biggest place I've ever played solo. That's going to be 5,000 seats. So that's 5,000 seats. So I think they all go on sale on Friday to the general public. But there's pre-sale codes if you go look up the individual venues. Oakland, Newport News, Virginia. I don't know what the fuck that is. Durham, Charlotte, Greensboro, and then two in Las Vegas at different times, and Tucson. All right, guys, Tucson. And then, Miami and West Palm Beach and Jacksonville coming up, Atlanta coming up, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Boston, Fresno, Bakersfield, Austin, and San Antonio. That'll round out the end of this year, and then the other ones are next year. You guys are great. Thank you very much. Rate and review the podcast, please. I want to fucking keep this train moving, dude. And you got to keep the business growing. Otherwise, you know, it ain't shit. You guys are the best. My babies, remember. I'm gonna fucking try.